What if you could measure your employer brand as a single number? What if you could track it over time? We do that. It's called the Employer Brand Index. Continuously measuring what's positive and negative about you as an employer from a candidate perspective is the key. The Employer Brand Index helps you measure your employer brand and validates your perceptions or draw up a few surprises, both good and bad. The Employer Brand Index works best when done over time to see how things are changing. Some companies use it as a baseline before they launch their EVP. Others add in some talent competitors to see how they stack up. Stay on top of your employer brand. Go to employerbrandindex.co to learn more.
Hey, sans Vesan, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends at Link Humans. Employer branding driven by data, that's our strapline. This week, we're talking to a company down under, which is in the telecommunications space, and we get to learn how they use LinkedIn very effectively in the communications mix, as well as leveraging employees to spread the gospel about working for this company. So let's start with our show. Hey, Jacqueline, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So please tell our listeners who you are, what you do, and really how you got into doing what you do.
Sure. So my name is Jacqueline Madrich, and I am the employer brand manager at Optus, based here in Sydney, Australia. If you can't tell from my funny accent, I am originally from Canada, and I began my career in sports marketing, originally working for the Toronto Raptors. And after a few years, I decided to come to Australia for initially a year of travel, but I loved it so much that I decided to stay. So I got my first gig in Sydney, Australia, working in advertising, but I really wanted to kind of make a career change into the world of HR. And after having coffees with a few people in Sydney, I kind of discovered the world of employer branding. And I thought it was a perfect balance between my marketing and advertising background and human resources and the people and culture side of business. So that's where I am today. And I'm absolutely loving the world of employer branding.
So do I, actually. It's a sweet spot between the world of marketing, advertising, as well as the recruiting HR. So yeah, it's a nice place to be. So tell us about Optus. It's a brand I have not come across myself, but I take it it's very familiar in Australia.
Sure. Yeah. So Optus is one of the largest telecommunications companies in Australia. We provide mobile, internet, satellite, entertainment, and business network services to more than 10 million customers a day. So yes, you're right. It is quite a well-known household brand here in Australia. Over the years, we've positioned ourselves in the market as more than just a telco. So for example, we've been offering sport and entertainment content across a range of platforms, which is really exciting, not only for our customers, but also for our employees. We have roughly 8,000 employees across Australia, and some of our key focus areas for recruitment are in the data and analytics space, agile and digital. Our headquarters are based in Sydney, Australia, which is where I am, and we're fortunate to have one of Australia's largest corporate campuses, and we have some pretty awesome perks like on-site doctor, dentist, massage therapy, a gym, cafes, and much more. So it's a pretty cool place to be. It's very much got that, you know, university campus feel. So it's a really exciting place to be. And we also have offices around Australia as well.
Tell us about the journey of employer brand. Did it start before your time at Optus, or did you start it?
Yeah, so I started it. So I guess in 2017, it was when the recruitment team decided it was a priority and an area of focus for them. So in 2017, they put out the old job ad for an employer brand role, initially as a 12-month contract, kind of test the waters. And that's when I applied and joined, and it was the first time the organization had an employer brand full-time role. So I had the opportunity of completely designing the role from scratch. And in that first 6 months, a big part of my job was educating stakeholders on what employer branding is. because a lot of people didn't know what it was. It was a very new and niche part of the business. But not really many people knew what to do with it or how it could work within the recruitment function. So after 6 months of educating and really starting to build that trust and starting to execute some of the campaign work, I was fortunate that the role did become extended permanently and not just that initial 12-month contract. So here I am in 2019, still in the team and absolutely loving it. We've now expanded to a team of two, and it's great to see the role and the team building. A big part of it also was focusing on getting the strategy down pat before just kind of hitting the ground running. So answering questions like, what are we trying to achieve? Who are we targeting? What channels do we want to play in? What is Optus as the perception out there in the marketplace? And how does that match how our employees feel? So a lot of it in the beginning was really answering those key questions before going out to market with our employer brand campaign.
I know you've worked on an EVP as well. Could you talk us through the EVP and what's some of the pillars and so on?
Our EVP is Tomorrow is Ours to Create. And this tagline was created to reflect on the culture that we offer at Optus. So I'll kind of break that down into three different parts. So the tomorrow represents the fact that we're a future-focused employer. The ours represents that we're a company that works collaboratively and we're in it together. And the create represents how we have many growth opportunities and we're a place where people can grow and shape their career. Now, this tagline isn't necessarily used literally. This tagline isn't slapped all over our creative or on our job ads or on our website, but it's kind of the underlying theme and messaging that's weaved in throughout our different executions. So it's kind of what holds us accountable and what represents careers at Optus. It's not always used literally, if that makes sense.
In terms of activation, so you mentioned the creative and so on, where do you put your employer brand campaigns and where are you getting the best return on your investment?
Sure. So we do play quite heavily in the LinkedIn space. We've got almost 90,000 followers on LinkedIn. So a lot of what we do is actually organic content, whether it be videos, blogs, or simply just images and quotes of our employees. We have found quite great results through organic content, as well as some sponsored recruitment campaigns on LinkedIn. Another area that we're rolling out is an ambassador program. So really playing on the advocacy side of things, using a select group of employees who absolutely love working at Optus and really working with them to coach them on the power of content. So working with these ambassadors to post about life at Optus through the hashtag OptusLife. Every month we meet up and we run through a list of upcoming events or upcoming exciting initiatives at our campus that our employees can attend and be part of, and then position that on their own LinkedIn and their own social channels through the eyes of their perspective on what it's like to be an Optus employee. We're also looking to get a little bit more into the event space. That's not really one area we've done too much on, as before I was just a team of one. So now that there's two of us, we hopefully will be able to play in the event space a lot more, particularly around LinkedIn advocacy. We are doing specific campaigns such as Women in Networks. That's one we're rolling out soon. So it's really, really exciting.
Great. And let me ask you about this advocacy. How big is this group of people using the hashtag OptusLife? And do you think, will this group grow over time or what's the plan?
Definitely. So this is a 6-month pilot program that we've just rolled out. We did an open application to our 8,000 employees to see who was interested. And we had lots of applicants. It was really exciting to see. It was actually quite hard to select the group because there were just so many awesome applications and responses of people sharing why they love working at Optus. And the point of keeping it small is simply just because it's a pilot program. We really want to learn from the program in 6 months before we scale it up. We have selected 40 ambassadors. We're in the very initial stages of it, but the plan after 6 months is to use our learnings and really scale that up. I would love to have hundreds of employees as part of this. That's kind of the goal. But right now we're just keeping it keeping it small just before, so we can learn before we grow too big.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you do regular events and track progress, and is there any gamification in there? Do you have any nice prizes for the best performing team members?
Yes, for sure. There's certainly an element of rewards in there, whether it be invites to various events or different Optus swag. We also can do points for, you know, top performing posts to be able to use on various gift vouchers. So there's a lot of incentives and rewards for employees to get out there and get sharing. Yeah, it's great to kind of see people get creative with it.
Nice. And what has been the best? You mentioned some really well-performing organic content. Can you bring to mind which was the most popular update from your advocacy group?
Because we're in quite early stages of it, I probably can't comment on an employee-specific post, but one I can say from the main Optus page, Usain Bolt is one of our brand ambassadors, and he came to our campus. And there's a photo of him with our CEO. And yeah, that reached over 50,000 views in 24 hours. So that one was certainly one of our strongest performing posts.
In terms of measuring ROI, what are some of the metrics that you look at and that you report on? And can you share any other successes apart from Usain Bolt?
I pull monthly metrics every month just to make sure I'm always ready to talk numbers anytime my stakeholders want to understand the impact of employer branding. So yeah. Some of the key metrics I look at are number of candidate applications, time to hire, cost to hire, social media impressions, in particular with LinkedIn, as well as social media engagements, the number of comments, likes, and shares, careers page views, Glassdoor ratings. I kind of look at them all and just really keep progress, especially because my role was brand new. It was quite easy to prove the worth of my role, especially when you're comparing it to nothing before. So it's been great. I think the one that probably had the most impact was the LinkedIn page, because before I joined, nobody really owned it and no one was posting on the page. So I can, you know, now say X amount of impressions have been on the page strictly because employer brand is now a focus and we're promoting what it's like to work at Optus. So that's been really great. And number of candidate applications just goes up every single year as well, which is awesome to see.
And I was just going to ask you about, you mentioned social media impressions. So LinkedIn, sounds like you own LinkedIn there, but as a consumer business as well, I assume that's already Facebook accounts and maybe Instagram and other places. How are you able to separate employer brand activity from their normal product stuff?
Yes, as you mentioned, I do own the LinkedIn page. So anytime anyone from Optus wants to post something on the Optus LinkedIn page, they do have to come through me, which is great because we do quite keep it separate from anything product related. So we just find that anytime it's, you know, a product update or talking about a new mobile plan, it just doesn't really perform that well on LinkedIn. So we kind of keep that off of it. If you're talking about employer brand content on other channels such as Instagram or Facebook, we found it doesn't work as well. Unfortunately, social media and Facebook and Instagram, for example, when you're in a telco, it's a place for customers to complain. That is a channel where our customers go to get support with whatever isn't working for them. So if we place one of our employee stories up on Facebook, it doesn't matter what the content is, our customers will not be very nice on there, if that makes sense. So we've decided to keep the employee-related content strictly to LinkedIn for now and look to play in those spaces potentially in the future. But yeah, we found product stuff is better on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, et cetera, and the employee content is better on LinkedIn.
Okay, yeah, that kind of makes it easier to track for sure. And what would be your top tips to other employer brand professionals listening to this, whether they're in a telco or not?
Yeah, sure. So producing strong content doesn't have to cost a lot. You just have to know what will engage your audience. I personally love to tell the stories of our people. So as I mentioned, we have 8,000 employees, and there are some really incredible stories of people who work at Optus and just finding those gems of stories and really bringing those stories to life, whether it be through blogs, videos, podcasts, etc. Leverage your employees. So as I mentioned, through advocacy, really encouraging them to post about their experiences as an employee. So I'm sure you're familiar with this, but there's a lot of research out there that shows if I post about Optus versus Optus talking about Optus, the messaging is going to go significantly further if I post about it. So there's that relatable aspect, that trust aspect, that if employees are talking about their experience, it's going to go a lot further. So really honing in on leveraging our employees. And the third tip would be build strong relationships with marketing and comms. The more that you can work together and collaborate, the better. Originally, you know, sitting in the talent acquisition team, they weren't, because my role was new, I don't think they quite knew, I guess, what I was up to, being the one marketing person in HR and vice versa. So now that, you know, we work really collaboratively, we share projects and we share resources and tools, it's just, it works a lot better.
All right. And final question is, where can our listeners find out more about Optus and where can they connect with yourself, Jacqueline?
Sure. So if you want to learn about careers at Optus, head to optus.com.au/careers to connect with me. Feel free to find me, Jacqueline Madridge, on LinkedIn.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time today.
No problem at all.
Okay, there you have it. If you found this episode useful, feel free to reach out to Jacqueline on LinkedIn, of course, and say thank you so much. And if you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, check out employerbrandingpodcast.com for all your links there. And if you really want to make us happy, then feel free to leave a review, ideally on Apple Podcasts, because it really helps us to reach more people like yourself, all the employer branders in this little microcosmos of an industry that we operate in. And of course, if you want to measure and get a deeper understanding of your employer brand, feel free to check out employerbrandindex.co, which is our approach to measuring an organization's reputation as an employer. And that was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and look forward to catching up next time. Hey, all!
Why can't a bike stand up on its own? Because it's too tired.